Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we're in the business of winning football games. That's what we've set forth each and every day this offseason. And the people involved in this football program have each and every day shown me that they are up for the task. And what does that mean? Well, how many games are won and lost today? Zero. So you have to establish a standard and maintain it. And realistically, that's what we've been about from the beginning. But sometimes a re-emphasis or just emphasizing anything in general is very necessary. Some of the non-negotiables were, you know, the football program has to focus on football. For that to happen, there's a lot of things that can't dominate, you know, people's time, which is like, first and foremost, being on time, being accountable to each other and staying to the rules and not feeling very open as a team that, hey, it's okay to call someone out when they deserve to be called out. And for those people to, it's okay to be called out as long as you change your behavior.
Well, how's that for a heck of a combination Woody put together here in the sauce this morning as we got game four tonight. Panthers feeling pretty damn good, pretty darn good, and Edmonton is down 2-1, trying to figure out how to fix a lot of things, including get out of their game and get their two stars going and who's going to be in goal and everything else. And, of course, you just heard Mike McDaniel talking about culture change, which has been one of the themes this offseason on things that need to be done and getting and making sure everybody's buying in. And you heard, it's incredible, whether it's 1980 or 2025, that it still pops up. Not just here, pops up like being on time. It's amazing. It's not an old school thing, man. It's not an old school thing. I'll buy sometimes, and Grumpy Bo's going to be coming in a little bit later, and he gets grumpy about things, but on time, man, I'm going to do it for my coach. Like you need to, everybody else got to show up at a certain time. Your ass needs to show up just like everybody else. A lot of people get fired. There's a lot of people running around town that have actually, and by the way, if you're not very good at what you do and you're tired, you're a dumbass because you're going to get fired. Anyway, We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, and heck of a time as we get set. We don't get a lot of these. I've been saying it for a while now. We're two wins away. We, as in the Panthers, up 2-1, and feeling real good with this game tonight at home and everything that's going on. By the way, Sam Bennett stories are everywhere. and I know the team doesn't want to hear about this, but it's just out there in his articles about Sam Bennett's value. He's a free agent, and he's just playing his you-know-what off here in these playoffs. 14 goals, 6 assists, and everybody's got – they got the odds out on who's got the best chance to get him, which Panthers sit in the number one spot, but they're talking about Toronto and some other places that that he could go and get a lot of money for the thing. He's talking about his physical play, agitating play, and his clutch game play and what he does offensively. So all that stuff, kind of cool. And they're talking about your guys and all the great stories along with Brad Marchand and Big Bob, the way he's played and his stability in the pipes, between the pipes. So a lot of good stuff going on with the team. And we'll have a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. I know yesterday was second practice for the Dolphins. I think today I was told it's going to be a walkthrough. And then some of the guys will be staying around to get some work here and stay around for a while before basically 6 weeks off before they come back for camp. It's always been a weird one that you do all this OTA stuff and a mini camp in the middle, and then you go, hey, you got 6 weeks off, you know. Stay in shape. And I'm sure that talk will happen today with Mike, that one that every coach has had to do. Every coach. No matter how mature your team is, no matter how good or bad your team has been, that final talk, which sometimes I'm out there to hear it through the years, and it's been, you know, we kind of laugh about it when you can hear part of it. Huddle them all up in the middle of the field after the practice, and you go, hey, man, got to make good decisions. You got 6 weeks. Enjoy yourself. Get a vacation. Stay in shape. Get your business done. But make good decisions, man. Make good decisions. Married, single, make good decisions. And don't mess it up, man. Don't mess it up. We got a lot of good things. We're fired up about our team and all those things. But, yeah, man, you have to do that. Don Shula did. Everybody else, man, through the years says you got a lot of guys, man. You got a lot of young and dumb guys with a lot of money in their pocket that can honestly do a lot of different things. At this point, you can get yourself a little private jet. You can fly anywhere you want and enjoy yourself. Just make good decisions, man, while you're doing it with a whole bunch of money in your pocket. So we'll see what happens there, and hopefully it is a good offseason for the Dolphins and get set. And then here we go. But culture change has been a lot of it, and we'll have more from Mike McDaniel from yesterday. He talked about a lot of different things, but culture change and getting guys to be and help out and call other guys out. I don't, you know, that's the only part. I hear it and I get it, and there are certain things that need to change that apparently were going on and out of control for Mike to really emphasize it. But I don't know how many guys are going to call the guys out when they see something wrong. I've seen guys upset with their contracts and jogging I remember a guy that was upset with his contract, so he decided he was going to show up. He ended up getting cut by Don Shula. He got cut. He wasn't happy and he showed up, and he was literally going half speed on purpose as a starter because he wasn't happy. And I'll never forget, you know, those moments where you're like, you know, and you're pretty accountable to go pretty hard in practice before the season, and everybody gets it. You want to make sure you're on the team, and the good players want to get themselves ready to go. And I'll never forget kind of looking around as a young guy, wondering if any of the players were going to call him out, because we did have guys back then that would call guys out. We did. Bob Kuchenberg was the one guy that took a real active role, especially I caught him in his last 4 or 5 years of a long, great career at guard. He would call you out. I know he would, everything from getting hit and laying on the field, that bothered him. I mean, he was old school because that guy played with rods in his legs and his arms and everything else. But today's guys, man, kind of more about, they know when they see something, if it's wrong or if it's a game, you know, nobody's going to do it. You don't see guys dogging it in games. You see guys have bad games, but guys go hard. You don't want to embarrass yourself. But in practice, man, especially with the contract stuff, and I just remember it was like nobody had to worry about it because Shoes jumped on it right away. It was taken care of by the coach. Yeah, there wasn't a player, and that's during the time of the Killer Bees and stuff. And if it would have happened, those guys would all jump them, by the way. All jumped them if it wasn't. But everybody knew about his contract, and it's clear. By the way, every guy knows every guy's financial business, just so. Hell, every guy knows every guy that's going through stuff at home, it spreads, and guys and going through bad relationships, and because the wives are all close, and one wife says, I'm leaving him, he cheated on me, and then, oh, my God, it was like, uh-oh, hang on, man. God only knows what he ended up telling her, and am I involved in this? So, yeah, everybody knows all the stuff, but this guy, before anybody could say anything, he was just Shoes put up with it for like 2 seconds, called him out, took him off the field, and he cut him. I think he tried to trade him, and I think he cut him, as I recall from the years, and I was like, wow, he just got rid of a really good player, but, you know, a little attitude in there and was pissed about his contract. Probably if he could handle it differently, he would have. But, you know, I always think of things like that, and you go back to things for if you see something on the field or you see something during practice or, you know, you see guys, you know, doing it the wrong way. I just don't know how many guys can call the guys out. I'm always like, you can't be afraid to call it. Listen, man. First of all, you go calling guys out, you better be really good. Because if you're just kind of a leader, but you're just a good team player, and you try to call out a really good player on Sundays, it doesn't usually go well. Just being honest. Doesn't go well. Honestly, how many guys are going to call Tyreek Hill out last year? Truly going to call Tyreek Hill out last year if they saw something or they heard about something? How many guys are going to say, hey, man, not acceptable? You got to be – like, he's only going to listen to certain guys, or he's going to say, hey, dude, seriously, you're telling me you want to look at, like, what we do for this team? So it's an interesting one. It has been around forever, and, hey, we had guys that didn't want to practice hard. We had a few guys, but, man, they were gamers. They were friggin' gamers. You didn't have to worry about them on Sunday. You might have had to worry a little bit on Saturday, but you didn't worry about Sunday. Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we'd be out there, and you would say, I ain't worried about him. Not worried about him. He's always good. Mark Clayton. There'd be times, and Clayton would go at it, and he in Shoes, and you know, sometimes you're like, man, how is this thing in it? Ends up having almost a Hall of Fame career. But you did not worry about Mark Clayton on Sundays or Monday night football games or anything else. Just he was as good as anybody. He was front line of the league. So it's always an interesting one that kind of pops up with this culture thing. But I get what Mike's trying to do, man. Get everybody on the same page and give yourself a chance, man. Everybody do it the right way in practice. Show up. Give yourself every chance. So that you're at your best for games. That's really what we're talking about, winning games, man. Being able to win games with everybody on the same page, everybody buying into what you're selling on offense and defense and special teams. And that's why I think with all these young guys, man, they're going to buy in. They are hungry to friggin' play, man. They are hungry to play. I've had after last year, I'm ready to get away from vets at the end of their careers and coming down here, and I don't want to get into any names, and whether they're just trying to get one more year because they live down here and trying to collect I call 401k money and save a little money on the state taxes and all that stuff. Give me some young, hungry guys that want to make it in the league and then are already thinking about a second. Motivated by money and want to be really friggin' good, man. That's all right. All right, hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, game 4 tonight. We've got basketball from last night. My God, the Pacers, what a great story they've been. Up 2 games to 1. And again, last night, like in every other round, OKC's got the lead and can't hold it as they get outscored. And they're getting it from all kinds of guys. Benedict Mathurin. You heard that name much? Who? 27 points off the bench last night. Pacers outscore OKC 32-18 in the fourth, and the bench outscores OKC 49-18. Pacers getting it from everybody. And at the end of games, they are friggin' clutch. They look like they're the team that's been to the finals the last 3 or 4 years, the way they're knocking down shots. I don't know if they're going to win this series. I'm not going to go back and forth like a lot of my radio brothers all over the country going, well, KC's going to, well, they're a lot dominant. Well, maybe they're going to lose now. Hey, man, should be a hell of a series. So Pacers up 2-1, one more game at home here, and a really good opportunity to keep it going. OKC usually bounces back nicely. So we'll have that. And we got the U.S. Open today in golf, and they are playing on one of the, if not the most brutal golf course in the United States of America. Oakmont Country Club, just outside of Pittsburgh. We'll come back. I have never heard of a par three this long. You talk. I can't hit a ball that far. I couldn't hit a big fat driver with an extra size with illegal juice behind it. I couldn't.
It's a Rory hit like an 80 something in practice. Yeah. Who plays this course normally?
So
like, this is normal.
By the
people
way,
play this thing like
it is so funny.
If
you said that
in the 80s. Like, what the hell would I hit?
So
on this thing?
So I was thinking the same thing. So this course, the U.S. Open, they want you to be around par or over.
Yeah,
it's a brutal course, right? It's only for the big guys, and they're going to get frustrated. The greens are super fast, the putting greens. The rough is super rough. It's narrow. It's friggin' long. And they're going, all right, if you're really the best players, you see it. I don't know how the members, I was just thinking, how good are the friggin' members there on this? It's well known for being really hard. Like, who wants to do that? Who's got a lot of money that wants to go out that's like a 10 or 12 handicap and go, you know, I want to play the toughest course in the United States? Outside of the U.S. Open, that doesn't want you basically to be 4 or 5 under after 4 rounds. They want you 4 or 5 over and go, wow, you played your ass off. A lot of saving pars there, man. Anyway, that's what we've got. By the way, I love watching those guys struggle. I do. They're so good. And I love to see a course where they just can't, you know, on a par 5, hit a driver and then hit like a 4 iron, put it in the middle and get it close and make an eagle or birdie every time. They're going to be working their butts off this year. And by the way, there is no holes off. It's not like, well, 4, 5, and 6 are tough, but 11, 12, and 13 are very easy holes. None of that on this bad boy. Hey, I'll tell you what is good news, though, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Early this morning here on a Thursday, on a Panther night here, man, I want to let you know, if you're starting to look around for a new SUV, maybe a new truck, hey, man, your South Florida Chevy dealers here in 2025 got some really, really good stuff. All right, I got to mention it because I have it. And I'm sorry, I can't help it. They've asked me to back off on. I know you like your Tahoes. You made it clear to everybody the last 15 years how much you like Tahoes. And they know, go ahead and tell them, I got another new Tahoe, and I do like it. I know Channing just got the Suburban, and we're covering it all here. Leroy just got another Tahoe himself, so we like them. But I got to tell you, man, you got to check out this midsize, the all new Equinox, the electric Equinox SUV. Man, so much space! What a great look! And all the new tech inside is just beautiful, man. It really is. And the 2025 Traverse, while we're at it, one of my favorites, better known as the Mini Tahoe. Boy, I'll tell you what, it may be midsize, but it sure got a lot of space in it, man. Again, one of the themes is we want to look good and we want you to be comfortable. And that's what your South Florida Chevy dealers are all about. Hey, check out the Silverados while you're at it. I always say, man, we've got a strong, durable Silverado truck, perfect for your lifestyle with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
From a team perspective, this offseason has been healthy because we've established the way we want to do business, and then guys have either followed through or been held accountable in the process, and all of those things are things that we've established collectively as a team that we need to do to win football games, and done a good job of eliminating all other things that don't have to do with that out of the equation, and that's a monumental part that is a daily focus. Noise out the door, in the door, focus and deliberate, intentional practice at the things that we have to be elite at on game day if we want to win football games.
All right, man. I got to tell you, man, a little different Mike McDaniel. It is. I know some of you are going to go because I – listen to everybody and hear it at night and after he speaks. Apparently everybody hears it and calls. So why wouldn't this taken place before? And I say I don't know, but Mike's jumped on it, man. Mike has jumped on it and very open about it. A lot of this stuff is done behind closed doors. And Mike is sharing it with everybody out there on what's going on and getting rid of noise and drama. Hey, Belichick used to say the same thing, and Don Shula. Those guys, I know nobody likes to say it, but some of those guys that have won the 300-plus games, I think the message is always the same, man. It's hard enough to win games. And the big test will be, besides all this stuff, is going to be the same thing that we've heard, and even if you get off to a fast start, Can you win late in the season on the road? Can you play well against the teams that are really good, the playoff teams? And I saw somebody put the numbers out there again yesterday of your record against playoff teams on the road, at home, and all those things. But a key thing's going to be when we do, when we will, you're going to lose games. You're not going 17-0. Only one team's ever done it. You're going to go through some tough times. And how do you handle it? Your numbers for guys in positions that live on numbers, how are you going to handle it when you don't get the football? You can't punch the coach in the face. I'm just, hey, not everybody's going to get the amount of carries they want. Not everybody's going to get the amount of targets they want. How do you handle it? Listen, you don't have to like it. That's human nature. That's been going on long before I was around, too. Some guys don't like it, but how do you handle it? Like, you can be frustrated. You can come in a little mad if your targets aren't where they're supposed to. But how do you handle it around everybody else? And so all that stuff remains to be seen in how you handle it. And when somebody goes down or somebody's not happy with the way they're playing or how much they're playing or how will guys handle things after you have a bad game and some guys miss some tackles. And those are all key things that that you want to see how this team, the stability of this team will be. The other thing here is got to have Tua for 17 games. I saw that was one of the things yesterday. And it's Tua. And also second on my list is Chubb and Phillips. We need them healthy for a full season. I know how good both of them are. I've seen it. I've seen Jalen Phillips healthy, or he was on his way to 13 or 14 sacks. And I've seen Chubb on his way to had 11 and got hurt with a couple of games left. On just how good they've been. Looks like Chubb, who had the year off because of the knee, is back to himself out there running around. And Chop, who had a real nice second half of the season as a first-round pick, really got things figured out. But if you can get those three guys, all former first-round picks, you can get those guys staying healthy and Tua staying healthy. I understand you're going to lose some guys. You will. And nobody's going to go a year without not having some guys on IR. And obviously, the more you play, the more plays you play, you know, also more opportunities to get injured. And if you do go on IR, hopefully it's a 4 or 5 week or a 6 week deal and not a season ending injury, which happens. So anyway, that's part of that. The other big story, of course, is what's going on for game four tonight. Panthers up 2-1. Coming off a 6-1 win where they just totally got Edmonton out of their game every possible way. And all of a sudden, a chippy Panthers team was watching Edmonton just take stupid penalties. I mean, obvious penalties. And that they looked like they were so frustrated out of their game. Their two stars didn't get a point, which can't happen. I don't know if Edmonton can win without Draisaitl and McDavid having a point or two. I just don't see it happening. And then what happens in goal tonight? Still, they weren't sure yesterday. Stuart Skinner, who's off to a kind of a shaky start with 13 goals and 97 shots. And Pickard, who is 6-0 in the postseason, came in and gave up a goal in a little bit of time that he played in the third period as well. So which guy?
No way they switch goalies, right? This point.
Ah, man. Pickard.
That's a good thing to get a coach on a hot seat, huh?
Oh,
you make the wrong call on that thing?
Well, boy, I'll tell you what. You know, it's funny you said that. I would have said, no, I don't think so. If you make it to the finals, I think you're safe. But I just saw the Dallas coach get canned. I thought he had a pretty good year.
Yeah, but he screwed around with the goalie.
And they're going, what are we doing here? And the guy, you know, and so.
I wouldn't mess with that if I were them, but who cares? Hopefully the Panthers pour it on tonight.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Hey, there is nothing like having a dominant team, and what they have done this year is friggin' dominant.
Yeah, they got those guys on the ropes right now, it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I know nobody wants to come out and say it. Everybody's like, well, you know, they can bounce back. They still got those two guys.
I don't care. I'm not really superstitious with that stuff, but it just feels like
we're not playing
the ropes.
But we can talk trash.
We don't have any impact yet.
Yeah. So it's
I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
In the radio, or if you're a writer saying it's over, or you're on the radio, we're the worst. But it's easy to be a tough guy on the radio and say this thing's got no shot, and then we're going, oh, we got a hell of a match. I knew it. And you're going, wait a sec, that's not what you said 2 or 3 days ago. Anyway, this will be a really interesting game, because obviously one of the things Edmonton's been talking about the last couple of days is we can't give them all those power plays. it's hard enough to beat that damn team. We can't get agitated by things they do and take stupid penalties. And if we do, and we start giving those guys, especially with things a little shaky around that goal, we don't want to do that. So we'll see what happens, man. Going to the game tonight, very excited to see what's going to happen, because this is one of the few really dominant teams we've ever had here in South Florida. What they're doing right now and two games away, and you can put them with any club, any time here in South Florida if they get another one. And by the way, when that's done, I am dying to see if they can keep Bennett, because a lot of people think Bennett's not going anywhere. He might take a little less money and kind of fall in with the other guys, understanding they got 5 or 6 guys, all really good friggin' players. And if this guy pulls a Reinhardt, takes a little bit less money, and it's a long contract. I mean, he's taken care of. But if Bennett takes a Reinhardt, oh, God, you're in business bringing Corey, your guys, back. I don't know what's going to happen with Marchand. Love to have him back as well, but not sure where he is at this point in his life. He's made a lot of money, don't get me wrong now. Marchand's played the game a long, long time. And then Ekblad, who I'm sure would like to come back as well. Still, I don't think Ekblad, I think I said the other day, I think he's 29. I don't think he's 30 years old. He's going to keep playing. What a great problem to have, though, man. Because I will say this, and I know everything starts with money, and a lot of you believe it's all about money for these guys. These guys want to win, and if they got a chance, best time to get a really good player to stick around is he's playing well, he's part of it, he's playing with a bunch of guys in a culture that he really likes that's about winning. Who wants to leave after you've won 2 championships in a row and have a chance to get a third one, where you are now the big show everywhere you go in the NHL, from Canada to Southern California to South Florida? You are the friggin' show if you bring your core of guys back again, and you've won 2. Man, I like your chances to get guys to sign. I do. I like it. Now, there will be some guys. How many times do guys take all that money and go to a bad team and are miserable, by the way? I get it. You go home, you look, and you go, wow, still one of the highest paid guys. And you're going, yeah, but we've lost 5 in a row, and we're not very good, and nobody gives a rat us, and I'm getting ripped every night that I'm not playing well enough with this group. Right? We see it all the time. Guys take money. Now, I get it, man. Every guy wants to make the most money and go to a really good team. Can't do it everywhere, man. And a lot of these guys get it, especially down here. But you talk about ultimate team. This Panthers team, my God. Anyway, yeah, so I started thinking ahead a little bit on this Sam Bennett because of this friggin' season he's having. Check that postseason that he's having, including the play that everybody's still talking about. That couple of physical plays and flips it around, goes down the other end and scores. Just something you don't see a whole lot. All right, we got to go to break. Run a little bit late here. A lot of news. Matter of fact, Kevin Durant's got his favorite 5 out, and we'll talk about that. We got the U.S. Open. If you like to see the best players in the world struggle, get up this morning and watch the U.S. Open at this Oakmont Country Club. They said I saw the sign. It said par 3, 288 yards, but it can play up to 300 yards. And I'm like, wait a second. A par 4? A short par 4? Or a long par 3. Woody, those guys make par on that thing, and I get it. All these guys can hit. You don't have to tell me. I know everybody can hit it 288 yards on the tour. Some of them, though, can't do it with irons. Some of them have to grab that three wood to get it there. Man,
you like this stuff? Though?
I love kinda, it. It's the only time. It's the only time,
like
Woody.
Watching these guys look.
What
like
do you like? 22 under. You like a 26 under?
Yeah, I like when they look like pros. I don't watch these guys out there hacking like you and I if we were playing. But
I'm like you, though. I want to know all the guys that are paying all that money to go out and be miserable.
Yeah, who plays that course
three times a week? Yeah. You know, all these guys go, I'm going to go to my private club, Oakmont, now that this tournament's over. Like, what are you shooting on it? Rory McIlroy, and I know they don't play all the way back, and they soften the course. I know that. I'm familiar with what they used to do, the big blue monster. And it was tough for those guys, and we go out, and all of a sudden you could see your ball in the rough, and wasn't as tough, and we play up because I suck. So I played up by the ladies. All right, hey, we got to go to break, man. Hey, I do want to tell you this morning about the main man, Anthony Kalliand with the Business Broker Experts. This dude is a marketing machine. My God, is he getting after it. Nobody's going to market your business better than Anthony Kalliand, the main man at the Business Broker Experts. There's so many things to talk about. I don't have enough time to tell you this, but bottom line is he's got a lot of buyers already here in South Florida that call him that are waiting to find a business just like yours. And if you're driving in right now and you think, well, it's kind of a specialized or it's kind of big, I don't know if he's got somebody, he's got it. He's about fixing up marriages, man, getting people together. Nobody's going to do it like this guy, Anthony Kalliand. There's a reason they call him the main man. There's only one main man in South Florida. It's Anthony Kalliand. He's going to get you the most money. By the way, you get a free evaluation of your company, $2,500 value he'll do. Sit down with you, figure out a price. Go to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, specializing in getting you the most money. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, that's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for Anthony Kalliand, the main man. If you just ask yourself a couple of questions, are you getting tired? Are you burned out with your company? Are you ready to sell it? If you are, it's Anthony Kalliand. Go to themainman.com. Check him out. Meet with them and let them go to work. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, and been a rough few days here for a couple of the oldies but goodies. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys passed away. God bless him, he lived 82 yards. Those guys lived hard, but passed away. And just a few days ago, Sly and the Family Stones, Bay Area band out in the Oakland area, he died at the same age, 82 years old. And Sly also, if you've seen the documentary, these are all documentary. This is not talking out of my rear end like I usually do. These are guys that lived hard. The drugs they took, I don't know about drugs any of you took when you were younger. I wasn't when I was at Berkeley in the 70s. And the school was going through a lot of psychedelic stuff where they took drugs that made you see things different. I wasn't into those. No, I was not into that. That didn't. As far as I would go, I might mess around with a mushroom from time to time, but not that other stuff, man. No way. No way. But those guys lived hard, man. Their 82 is equivalent to a healthy, like, 90-year-old now, man. What those guys, because what a run. And two really talented bands, man. Sly and the Family Stone and... But both died at 82 years old. So anyway, wanted to just send it out that loved them to death, and a lot of great stuff. A lot of great music through the years for us older people. Woody, I don't know if Woody felt the love of... I had to ask you just why. You know the Beach Boys?
Yeah, of course. My dad listened to the Beach Boys. I was in the car on the way
you remember
to school.
That?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Sly?
That one, not as much, no.
All right.
Beach Boys, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Just got to keep track of our Bay Area bands, man. Some of the good ones. All right.
I just wonder if it'll be like a rock star in that era.
Oh, God.
Like when you were coming up. That must have been pretty interesting.
Because
some of those bands, we were talking about it during the break, some of those bands, like the front men look like a little rough.
Hey, some of these bands are still going.
I know. Who's coming?
How many times have they said they were done? Like, with the last 10 years, they said this is the last.
My mom told me a bunch of those guys aren't even around anymore, like in that band.
They must be. Yeah, there's no way they could all still be.
No, yeah.
Hey, the Rolling Stones, God bless them. They've tried every drug, more than tried. And every time I think they're done, they're like, oh, we got another, this will be our last tour. Mick and the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
didn't they cancel one recently? Weren't they supposed to be like the stadium or something?
I don't know, man. But it's hard to imagine.
He doesn't look great.
These guys in their late 70s and 80s still performing for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You got to bring in. I'm with you. You're probably bringing in some younger guys to kind of fill in, like, right? Dress like us a little bit, though, will you? Put your hair a little gray there. Keep it long and let's go. Let's go. All right. Speaking of let's go, we've got game four tonight at Amaranth Bank Arena, Jerry's house. Jerry's going to be all fired up tonight, man. He has been on a roll. Amaranth Bank is on a roll right now like nobody's business, man. They put their name on that building, and it's been one of the greatest runs we've had in South Florida history. Really. I mean, they win this one. You know the deal. 70s teams, including an undefeated team, which won back-to-back. And then lost a lot of players to the new league and stuff, but went to 3 Super Bowls, lost one before they won a couple. And then what the Miami Heat did with the Big 3, going 4 years in a row to the NBA Finals, winning 2 of them, only 2. And now this team, 2 wins away from winning back-to-back and a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup. And this so far has looked really dominant. Woody, I don't keep track, But that was their third, I believe, 6-1 win. Didn't they do it to Toronto twice and now to Edmonton? It's just, and again, still got to win two games. Not going to be easy. We know what happened last year, so I'm not saying it's over. But my God, so far, this thing is, these names we'll be talking about, just like people talk about Zonk and Kick and Merck and Grease and all the rest of the great players they had on that team. And I hate doing that because I left out Nick Bonacani and Jake and Dick and the safeties, one of the greatest pair of safeties in the history of the NFL. And all those guys that were so great in the 70s when they were winning, going undefeated. And, you know, the big three and how good they were playing, coming together in 4 years of going to the finals. But this group, man, it's been fantastic. So if you're going to that game or watching it tonight, you're seeing South Florida history. And your young fan base and the young kids that are into this team, they're seeing something that's we've been waiting to see from other teams. And right now they are friggin' dominating on the things they've been able to do. What a hell of a story. Hey, Kevin Durant. I see they got five names out on Kevin Durant, five teams. What do you think, Woody? Now, apparently Kevin Durant, God bless the NBA, because you not only get traded, apparently you got to approve it. So Kevin Durant and his agent. So the Rockets, the Spurs, the T-Wolves, the Heat, and the Knicks are the teams that are interested. And Kevin Durant is checking it out to see. Apparently, how many times has Kevin Durant said no to us where we've tried to get him? Every time he's been a free agent.
I have no interest in this, by the way.
All right. You made it clear.
Yeah. I mean, unless we're just doing this to sell tickets.
Okay, can I just say something to you?
You know, which is fine, but...
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah, please.
Don't get mad. He's your best player when he comes to this team. It's not a shot at Bam or Tyler. He is your best player.
Mm.
There's no
okay.
When was the last time we had somebody average 26.5 points?
I know, but he doesn't help winning. It's like the that to me is the issue.
If you get Kevin Durant with those two guys,
how are you going to do that?
I don't know.
I mean, sure, yeah. If you put it that way, great.
No. I know you got to give up stuff. I get it. And listen, I do understand.
If they'll take like you know Duncan Robinson or something, and you know an even swap, then great. But
you do know he would be the best player on your team. Sounds stupid to say.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
what?
Again, my issue
is
Kevin.
Is it close? What's your issue?
Because
he's got a little attitude and goes at it with everybody.
No, I don't care that he fights with high school kids on Twitter.
There you go.
That's
a shot.
No, I really don't care. I actually don't mind his personality, but I just don't think he helps winning. Like, what makes you think that the team he was on last year, this team is going to be some kind of title contender?
First of all,
they make the playoffs.
One of those guys on that team nobody wants.
The only time that guy won.
Are you listening? Do you listen to anything, or you just go and talk about him winning? But what about Bradley Beal? Do you want to play with him?
When has the guy had any success?
We said no to him 100 times.
Outside of Golden State, when has he had any success? Yeah, he got that Thunder team to the finals, but... We know how good all those three guys ended up being.
Yeah, you got to have good players with you. You're not going to win them by yourself. You make it sound like Kevin Durant like is a choke dog.
I mean, he's kind of Carmelo Anthony-ish, isn't he?
He what?
He's like Carmelo Anthony-ish.
No, he's not.
In his accomplishments.
No, Kevin Durant.
He joined up with
Kevin
the Warriors.
Kevin Durant is so much better than
Carmelo
Anthony.
The Warriors won like
80
games the year before, knocked him out of the playoffs. He went and joined them.
So what? I would have too. And by the way, he went on to be their best player for a while before he hurt his Achilles.
Yeah,
MVP in the finals.
Appreciate that.
All right, listen, you say whatever you want. Just because we like certain players and we don't like
saying,
it.
He's also, what is he, 30?
I said he's 36.
36, yeah.
He's going to be 37 for this basketball season.
He just doesn't impact winning.
Oh,
he can
God.
Score.
So scoring doesn't help you impact winning? We got guys that like throwing up bricks there for a while all season.
Yeah.
You want to go back to some of those games?
Go ask Tyler Hero how scoring impacts winning.
Again, Tyler can't do it by himself either.
Okay.
You think this team got enough talent overall?
Yeah, if they could add Kevin Durant to the team as currently assembled, fine, but.
Okay, Kevin Durant sucks. Okay.
I didn't say he sucks. I just said he doesn't impact winning.
All right, let's go. We got 7 o'clock hour.
Let the Knicks have him if the Knicks can find a coach.
I'll tell you what, you might want to be careful saying that. That you add him to that team?
Well, they got to find someone who's willing to at least interview for that coaching job first.
All right,
how many denials have they gotten? Five, I think they're up to.
You think a lot of guys going to turn that job down?
I think five just did, but I think that they probably, Barkley was ripping them last night too, they probably should have had some sort of plan going into this.
Yeah, instead of trying to get a coach from a team that likes their coach and doesn't want to let him go.
You knew it was bad when they go, Jay Wright was the guy that they were asking, and he goes, I have no interest in this job.
It's not, I agree, if you're set.
Does that happen, by the way? How does something like that leak? Like, don't you at least know, like, if you're the Knicks, who has interest in your job?
Terrible ownership at
the top.
That's
just so stupid, man.
Terrible ownership right from the top.
And, you got to know who's got at least a little bit of interest so they don't go on and slam you the next day. I have no interest in this.
Yeah. What they think Dallas was going to say to him. Yeah, take Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, let's take a second here before we jump on the 7 o'clock hour, and let's talk about what's going on. Marlins have had a rough go here. I'm not going to lie to you. 2-8 in their last 10 on the road with the Nationals this weekend, and then they've got a 7-game homestand coming up, starting with the Phillies and then the Braves. But we got some cool things going on. The Flanagan's Fest, Marlins Flanagan Fest is back Saturday, June 21st. You can score exclusive Flanagan's ex-Marlins jersey, really hot, with a special ticket package. It's a fan favorite, man, that people really like. It's been a big, big hit, not to mention going to Flanagan's D, name bad either. Go to Marlins.com/Flanagan's. Flanagan's Cup giveaway. A lot of great stuff going on. Again, go to Marlins.com/Flanagan's. On top of that, the World Baseball Classic is, it's best thing we got going in baseball, really, is Dominican Republic, Venezuela. You've seen some of the games through the years with Puerto Rico. You've seen it with the USA, and just sellouts and a hot, hot ticket. Unbelievable environment, too, at Lone Depot Park. It's coming March 2026. We want to let you know that Marlins members get exclusive priority access to this sold-out event. It's the best way to secure your spot before everyone else. Visit marlins.com/WBC for more information. Marlins baseball will be home soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.